The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Power Up Branding with Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady. This is the show that will help you learn about, execute, and promote your brand, no matter your age, status, or branding experience. Now, here is your host, Kathy Bass.
Power Up. Good afternoon, and welcome to Power Up Branding. I am your host, Kathy Bass, and I want to thank you for joining us today. Remind you that this is your Power Hour to enjoy the joy of self-discovery through the world of branding, the vast territory of branding. Many, many nuances and facets, and each episode is meant to really get you to dive into where your brand can really excel and shine and get you to that point B that you want to get to. The first episode, we covered why branding matters and all, you know, just setting the foundation and figuring out why it should matter in your world. And it's, you know, it's, branding is nothing new. It was introduced by Tom Peters, and it's just accelerated in priority because we are dealing with an attention deficit disorder with everyone. There's just too much information, too much to do. Our world is accelerating too fast, and that is what has brought branding up to a priority. And it's actually the most, it's like a Ferrari, I mean, to get to that word-of-mouth advertising. But you do have to understand it. You have to figure out how it relates to you, and that is why I'm here. The second episode, we covered person versus persona. It just figuring out what that point B looks like, that bigger person, that more valuable person, that next level person that happens with everyone on the road as we evolve and we learn. This episode is titled, What Do You Do? ...... Now, the reason the ... is in there is because that one question, when you go to a networking event or any social event or anything and people ask, so what do? Paralyzes so many people and terrifies them. So, of course, what I like to do is break it down into the different pieces so that you can put it back together and that question won't terrify you because you won't even be thinking about it. You already know what you do best. So, of course, I like to point out the landmines first so we can just clear our playing field. And that first one is, what you do best must be something that makes money. Otherwise, it's an expensive hobby. In my book I wrote, there was one line somebody said really stood out to them that said, you're a professional and you deserve to be paid. And it just froze her because she had, you know, again, sounds very, very simple, but that's very common. And that's what happens is people say, follow your passion, you have a dream, you have an idea, go. Turning that into a viable brand and a viable business that sustains itself is what we're doing here, is brand building, building that core so that you can really get mileage and leverage out of the brand. So let's cover that expensive hobby part. What I mean by that is people, in the beginning, they have the idea, the dream, they're excited, everyone's supporting you. Now, when you're running on fumes, where did all the people go? And that's the part where you have to be following your passion. You have to know where you're headed and why you're doing what you're doing and what you do best, and having all those parts work together to get you to that next level. This is the area I call the messy area. It's the gap, the bridge, whatever. It's that unknown territory where you really, if you have this in place, will get you through that. So what happens is people get excited for the idea and everyone's excited and supportive. And then what happens is there's tons of people out there who will say, oh my God, I want to take you. Let's do a website. Let's do a logo. Let's do this. They are happy to collect your money. But then what happens is all those pieces are scattered because you haven't set that strategy. You haven't figured out what you do best, what makes you excel, okay? So that expensive hobby, we'll just cover that in terms of overhead. You want to figure out your minimum overhead so that you don't run out of money and that you can last. You don't want to quit your full-time job until you get some overhead covered, a couple months overhead. So I've seen that happen. And a lot of people say, I need the new iPhone, I need the new printer, No, you need to figure out what you do best. And that's what we're here, is to turn possibilities into probabilities. So the main challenge is monetizing. So to be successful monetizing your personality, your talents, also known as your brand, you'll need to concentrate your efforts and structure your business activities, also known as time, time and tasks, in such a way so that you know you're going to profit. So if you're motivated to create profitability, it is a necessity to know what you do best. And again, in the beginning, you might have to trade some of your time just to get that practice and figure out what is that thing that you do best, okay? And you already have, I can assure you, you already have what it takes. You have that monthly overhead of the minimum of what you need to just operate. I mean, technically, you could work with an idea and a computer. And I just read something about, it was quotes from Inc. magazine about Mark Zuckerberg. It just blew me away. We all know he started in his dorm room. So he says, but that's what he says. And he coded it. And that's what he really did best. And he was in the zone. He lost track of time. And he created this, just this amazing thing. And he did it with just $89 a month hosting fee. All right, so that should give you a little inspiration there. I just read that yesterday, blown away. $89. Okay, so we are here clearing out the clutter to get you mindful of landmines so you don't explode in a bad way before we get to the fun stuff, because you gotta clear the path. You have to. And the biggest thing I see is people sweating the small stuff and just getting caught up in those little details. And what happens is they end up spreading themselves too thin, overcommitting, overpromising, and then things start to unravel, fall apart. You're a mess. You're stressed. Nobody wants that. So that's why it's very key to get that stuff covered, get it out of your way, so it doesn't trip you up when you have that momentum. Okay. So over the course of a typical day, you've got tons of stuff coming at you. So it's, you're going to react? You're going to be proactive? How are you going to handle it? Because it will happen and it will pile up if you don't take care of it. So I want you to figure out how not to be distracted by the day-to-day issues so you can get to that point B and that big picture. So there's a quote here from Hannah Shaw Grove, who is an authority on the behaviors and characteristics of the high net worth markets and the executive editor of Private Wealth magazine. Well, why do we go there? We want to study the high net worth people, the ones making lots and lots of money. What do they do so that we can do it? And she says, the professionals who are the very best at what they do and have monetized their skills always find ways to stay focused on the most important tasks and forget about the trivialities. That's what I'm talking about. That's what they do every day, and they're very mindful, very aware of that. So keeping that in mind, where I want to take you next is to the big picture. Capital B, capital I, capital G. Start with a blank canvas, unless, of course, you're listening to this and driving. So get out a blank piece of paper. This is where I love to start, because you're not, it's like you have all these pieces, and it's, something's broken, not in a bad way, it's just not, or not put together right. And so I say, start with a blank sheet of paper, a blank canvas, and just start over, just taking those good pieces and putting them back in. Forget about the past, forget about where you've been, any stress. Just for right now in this hour, start with that blank piece of paper, because you're going to get some good tidbits here to go back to when you do hit those bumps, and they will be out there. I just like to get rid of the landmines, like I said, but can't avoid the little bumps. That's what makes it an interesting journey. So keeping that thought in mind, you have your blank piece of paper, we're getting to the big picture. Think about your competence, and if you listened to the last episode, that was that credibility. You've got your profitable personality bursting with that competence, and that's what you do best. Your natural abilities combined with knowledge, experience, talents, things that you have seen and done and learned and taken it to that next level and continue to. And I have, you know, I'm trying to get you to focus on the key areas so that you can achieve clarity and just that's what people call unstoppable. That's how you become unstoppable. And I see most people doing it the other way, fire, aim, then they get ready. So we're doing ready, aim, fire. And I've tried all sorts of different ways, and that's my goal. So what's the most effective way? Not the shortcut, but the quickest way to get you there, okay? So it's the 1-2-3 solution. So here's your first notes on your blank piece of paper. You don't have to put your name because you already know who you are. All right, number one, big vision. Point B, what is that point B? Okay, I'll give you my example was speaking. I had a fear of public speaking, so I had steps to take. Toastmasters, speaking, workshops, each different platform, more profitable, more enjoyable as my skills and knowledge increase. So that was my big vision, and that's what got me through that practice time, that uncomfortable, that awkward stage. Number two is daily. Okay, I'm not telling you how much time, that's up to you, but daily you have to do it. We all know what happens if you don't. Kind of like date night, got to put it on the calendar. Set a chunk of time to work on your business. You've all heard that. People get caught in the day-to-day, the in your business. On your business is that stepping back, taking the bird's eye view, going back to one, is this moving me toward, not how fast or how long or how far, but is it moving me toward my big vision? Number three is when you get stuck, and you will, gently, I say gently, remind yourself of why you started the business. That one is the quickest trick to always get me on track when I look ahead and I go, oh my gosh, look at how much I have to do. I said, why did I start this? And then my favorite question is, how do you eat an elephant? And that's one bite at a time. And with that, we are going to take a short break. And when you come back, I'm going to be giving you your A-list checklist. I'll see you in a few minutes.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network. Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
Tune in to the Soul of Enterprise, Business in the Knowledge Economy, with co-hosts Ron Baker and Ed Kless. Ron and Ed will show you how to recognize that wealth is created by intellectual capital. It's all in the possibilities that we can create and that are created for us. These possibilities are destined to be discovered by human imagination and through the service of others, creating a brighter future for all of us. The Soul of Enterprise is heard live every Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel.
Inside Healthcare is the only radio program focused solely on the healthcare industry. We bring together new and experienced entrepreneurs and industry veterans from throughout the country who are changing the dynamic on how healthcare is delivered today. Join us as we ask the tough questions, explore current topics, and discuss the new partners and models in healthcare that successfully address the needs of population health across the country. Listen Mondays at 6 a.m. Pacific Time and Saturdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect. Welcome back. This is your host, Kathy Bass. We were just talking about how to eat an elephant. Meaning your day-to-day activities, one bite at a time. When that big picture gets overwhelming, just break it down, and that will get you point A to point B. We're in the middle there. We're filling in what do you do best. And I mentioned the A-list checklist. So you have your, if you're just tuning in, get out a blank piece of paper. You could fill in the top part after. Second part of this is your A-list checklist. What I want you to do, again, if as long as you're not driving, on the left-hand side of the column, just write these words. And later on, you start filling them in, and this is your little profitable personality package. This is all part of it. Everyone, of course, wants to be on the A-list, and this helps you remember it, which I love. So that way you can be more effective in your activities, your daily activities. So starting with the first item on the A-list checklist, actions. Next comes appearance. Then associations, which is who you hang out with, who you associate yourself, which associations you belong to, all sorts of the whole gamut. So you get where we're going. And the next part is assets, which is resources, what you have today, because that's, again, we don't want you to get caught in putting out too much money before you hit that profitability point. So just what you have today. And you might be amazed. Actually, one of my friends had told me to write a list. I said, I feel so alone working here, you know, by myself. And she said, write down your team of people. Just because it's not in a corporation, they don't get a paycheck, doesn't mean they're not on my team. And I was blown away, and I felt so supportive. So again, you have stuff there. It's just a matter of finding it. Next comes advice. Now, that one is right now I'm giving advice. So what resonates with you, what take what works for you, and throw out the rest. And that comes, everyone will give advice. So keep a filter on that one and pay attention to what where they're coming from, what their motivation is, what their intention is. Does it resonate, match with where you're headed, okay? Then comes activities. Of course, that's work activities, personal activities to recharge your batteries, all those kind of things, networking events, social events, all of that. Then comes answers, which is you, because that's what a business is. It's a solution to a problem. So the better answers you can have, the better your profits will be. Now, the bonus A-list item is accountability. I have been struggling with that one as an entrepreneur or someone working on my own, because anyone out there who's in that position, we can extend our deadlines a lot. We have a lot of rope that we can either pull ourselves in or hang ourselves. So I learned that I have to find accountability tricks. I mentioned before, I'll post something on Facebook, I'll tell someone, because that's my mantra. I have to do what I say. I mean, being in the business of branding, that's the ultimate. The promise equals experience. So that's my, I always, because consistency is key. So that's what keeps me on track. So when I say it, I go, oh man, I have to watch out what I say. But accountability is a big one. So that goes on the A-list, okay? Leave those now to the side, and you can fill them in later. A couple days ago, I went to NASA, which, it's mind-boggling. And afterwards, I went to the gift shop, and it was awesome. They had shirts, you know, a lot of funny shirts with different sayings, but the one that stood out was, it's not rocket science, it's not rocket science. And then in parentheses underneath, it said, oh yeah, it is. And branding, I'm going to give you a little secret here. It's not rocket science, because it's you. It's your personality. What I'm doing is just drawing out those pieces, bringing them into your awareness, your radar, so that you could see them, and then you can fill that neat little package and have your personality oozing out of it. So it comes down to three questions. Number one, which we started with, which is, we start with one, who are you? Number two, what do you do best? And I would put these on your sheet of paper. There's only three. The third one is, how do you deliver the goods? So why am I bringing up those three questions? Why does it sound so simple? Because there's depth. A lot of branding people use the iceberg image. Why? Because on the surface, it looks all pretty and neat, but underneath the surface, there's lots going on. So we want to, you have to be real. You can't be something you're not. Figure out who you are first, the depth of it. We're covering what you do best, but along with that, I can't just give you that without delivery, because that's how you deliver it is true. You could have the best thing in the world, but if you can't deliver it, just like a company, they have no shipping. Well, who knows about that company? You know, same thing. So that those are all tied together. They're integrated. And most people just skip to step three is, okay, how do I deliver the goods? Well, they haven't packaged them. They haven't figured out a system. They haven't figured out what their special sauce is, what really makes them shine, who their audience is, all those things. Okay, so going to question one, we already covered that in the last episode, building your credibility. So just to recap, it's being aware, being focused, being centered, knowing who you are, where you're headed, building that credibility, finding those experiences, those projects that will give you that experience. And it's being in touch with yourself and your responsibilities. That's where that accountability comes in, because that will stretch you. That will keep you on track. It will keep you moving forward. And what I see, just going to touch on this for a moment, and you've seen it, we've all done it, is that person that's constantly reinventing themselves. Okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, but it never gets finished. They never get ahead, and then they feel that's where the scattered comes in. They have all these different pieces, but they haven't figured out what the core is. And so keeping it simple is key, and keeping it real is very important. I have a little calendar thought of the day, keeps me on track. And this one stood out because this answers the question, who are you? It answered simply, and it goes, did you ever consider how foolish we look trying to be someone we aren't? The only person we are fooling is ourself. Oh, that one hurts sometimes, but that's, if you're in that trap, that is the truth. And once you realize that, that will move you ahead and move you out of this space. Then it says, besides, who we are is unique and has something unique to add to the universe. These sayings are all over the place, but I say them because they're important, and a lot of people skip them because it's not fun figuring out that part. But I'm here to guide you through it and make it fun, and these pieces, again, all fit together. All right, question two, what do you do best? This has to do with being in flow, being in focus, being able to price what you deliver and convert your audience to get you to that profitability, so you're not having an expensive hobby, you're having a business. So it's being very clear about your expertise, your knowledge. Oh, sorry, this goes on the white sheet because these are elements. So expertise, knowledge, talents, skills, and abilities. So you know what they are. You have different facets. You have transferable skills. You have a lifetime of knowledge and experience. Again, no matter how young or old you are, it's all there, just pulling out those best pieces. Now, here's the key. Combine that, this goes on your piece of paper, beliefs, values, and experiences. We talked about conviction, and what I simply meant by that was, when you are convinced, you believe something, you value it, you had an experience, you are convincing, and guess what? You've just sold. And how's the outcome? I think it's pretty good because you're very clear on, this is the outcome I want. I feel very strongly. So that one, it's a balancing act, but it's there. I just hear some people say, I can't sell. So, oh, yeah, you can. You're doing it every day. And where I'm trying to get you, the space I'm trying to get you into is you not thinking that you're selling. These are just words to help you understand and help you figure out what you do best and how to make money. So let's break down one area of this, which is knowledge. Okay, that means understanding. You could understand something. Then we go to skills. Do you have skills with it? Those are developed through the transfer of knowledge. Then you have your abilities, which means being able to deliver. But how do you do that different? That was a third question. How do you deliver the goods? Everyone can do 1, 2, 3. How do you do it differently? And part of that is not being scattered or distracted or trying every new thing, or, you know, because that gives people a feeling of, something's not right here. I'm not sure, but I'm not sure. And we don't want that, because if you confuse people, you will lose them. So it's getting this part very, very clear. I'm going to give you a quick example of my past experience before we go to break. And it was, I had a desire to learn about photography and Photoshop. And I didn't know where it would take me. So like I have told you, is to just start. This was a project I went into, and I saw them retouching photos, and I said, knowledge. I said, okay, I can do that. I can touch up. And they said, okay, try it out. Skills. I tried it out. Didn't work so well. Needed a lot of practice in that. And then the ability that came out was, you know, I really am not, that's where the natural part, the innate, how you're wired comes in. If you combine those two with the practice and a natural ability, that's where you excel. That's what you do best. What I learned from that experience, I didn't lose. I couldn't do it. I couldn't be a retoucher, nor did I want to be. But I learned, really got more in touch with, I'm a design thinker. I could spot all the areas. I could say, ooh, this is how you make this better. This is how you make it look, and, you know, shining, not fake, but shining in the best light. And so there's a real difference there. So if you write those on your paper, the knowledge, skills, and abilities, because if you have a knowledge of something, how much time do you need to spend in the skill area to see if it can become a natural ability, a natural enhanced ability? So I hope that example kind of helps you, and everyone's had that, and you don't know until you try. So again, it was not a mistake. All right, when we come back from break, we're going to be covering how to price and sell what you do best, so that you don't have an expensive hobby and you could start becoming profitable. I'll see you back in a few minutes.
Up-to-date business and financial news. Call now and get the financial information you need. 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790.
The experts are here.
Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
It's a sad fact that fraud is rampant in today's business environment. The headlines scream about once prestigious organizations falling victim to or crumbling due to the consequences of fraud. How do you keep fraud from affecting you and your business? Tune in to Fraud Talk with host Chris Marquet. Chris has over 30 years of fraud investigation experience, business intelligence, and is a renowned security consultant. Chris and his guests will inform you and help keep you from being the next statistic of fraud. Tune in Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio, Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect. Welcome back. This is Kathy Bass, your host. We were just talking about the importance and difference of knowledge, skills, and abilities. And I saw Jay Leno, okay, when he was when he had a job, although you don't think of him having a job, but that was a job. And it blew me away when I found out that every Sunday night he goes to the Comedy and Magic Club. Jay Leno, okay, goes to a Comedy and Magic Club every Sunday night. And I'm thinking, that's when it just really hit me as, wow, you never stop learning, you never stop honing. But that was also his focus group, so to say. That's where he practiced out the audience reaction before he went to the bigger platform, TV. But that is a true, true professional. And I actually saw him, I think it was only 2 weeks after he had a heart attack. So it really blew me away. I thought, wow, what dedication. And that's part, obviously, he loves doing that. And that's where that comes in, that practice. Because you believe in yourself, you have the confidence, and you have the conviction to know what you do best. We're going to venture into a territory that many people don't like talking about, pricing and selling. But you also have to figure out what you're doing best, how to package it, how to deliver it. And then that part becomes easier with, I'm going to give you a few tips and guide you through it. So pay attention to compliments people give you, because those are your natural abilities. Like I gave in the Photoshop example, that was not a natural ability. So, but hey, I learned something from it and it took me to a different project. So that was good. And part of knowing what you do best is also knowing why you are the best person to deliver these goods. That gives you the confidence in how to deliver them, price them, and sell them will give you that conviction. So let's break it down. How do you deliver the goods? You know, what are your goals? What is your unique value? How do you package them? Who's your audience? How can you leverage this to a larger scale? So it's figuring out that core audience and then multiplying it. Now, I see a lot of people don't have a process or system in place. And so let's just start with the simplest solution. Whether or not you have goods or services or whatever, pick three, your top three that you love doing, and just keep those in mind. And you could put that on your blank sheet of paper too. It's just 1, 2, 3. If you know them, write them down. If not, fill them in later. And those are what I call your buckets. So you have three buckets every day. That way you stay focused. And in between knowing what you do best and delivering is pricing and selling. So first off, know that money, making money, is not a bad thing. It's an exchange of value for value. You put a lot of time, you have a lot of talent. You have to get that practice area in there, that credibility to really deliver that value. That's why I focused on that area, because that's key. Okay, so you have a blank canvas on in front of you, and you're reinventing yourself right now. You're putting all these pieces together. You are unique, and I think all of us are an artist to some extent. It's just what we're painting, what we're creating, what we're delivering. And that's another thing Mark Zuckerberg said is, in the movies, do you really care what they said about someone or who said what? You care about what they built, okay? So what you do best, you're building something. I don't care how big or how small, but you're building something bigger than yourselves. So Andy Warhol says, which just, I don't know, this surprised me, it came from him, but it's an awesome quote, so that's what I like to do, is it doesn't matter the source, as long as it has a great message, I love to share them. He said, being good in business is the most fascinating kind of art. Making money is art, and working is art, and good business is the best art. Now we get into pricing, setting your bottom line. This is you have to start out with the minimum viable price, and then you can raise it, and it has to be backed by what you can deliver. So that's why I had you do the overhead in the beginnings, figure out what that minimum is. You have three products or services. What is the cost? And then it's simple math. Divide what your overhead is by what, how many, you know, one, two, or threes you want to sell. And that's your goal for the month. It's not, you know, about quantity. It's about quality and getting those three products or services really, really polished so that it will, people will see the value when you price it, and you'll be able to sell it, and you'll be able to deliver it. So we go back to that. You are a professional, not a hobbyist. So you are a professional. You've invested time, thought, and talents to carve out your expertise niche. So it depends what level you are in the process, and that's where that practice element comes in. If you're just starting, then you need more practice to get it up there, but start with that minimum viable. Start with why you're doing this and seeing how you are unique and what value you bring and how to tie that together. Then you have to start introducing yourself and start telling your story, which is a form of selling, but you're just telling your story. And then here's the magical part. You listen. You listen to the feedback of what people say. So just do little sound bites and see which ones resonate, which one you get the best reaction from. And that will guide you along your way and kind of show you this is, oh, okay, this is a natural ability. This is what I excel at. And I just was telling my friend on Facebook today, hi, Cricket, if you're out there, to keep a journal, because she's right now in this, the gap, that scary dark place in the middle. It's just, it's like a tunnel, and it's just a little messy and scary, but that's okay because you're just moving ahead day by day. And I told her to keep a journal, to mind the gap, because that's part of the journey. Keep a journal of what feedback you get. I mean, this is not about journaling and putting your thoughts in that. This is about keeping this journal of summary of your best attributes, compliments, when you hit those bumps, when you hit those bad days. Also, you're honing what that, carving out that spot, what you really want to own, what you excel at, what you do best. So that's those natural compliments. I wish I did that in the beginning, but you can learn. And you have that there, and you look at it on those bad days, you go, wow, I really do know what I'm doing. Okay, this is where I'm headed. You got that big picture. And experiment with tons of trial and error. And that way, you will become the go-to solution. So the quickest way to price, and a big thing in marketing and what companies used to do is focus groups. Then Facebook came along. So Facebook is just a tool. So it depends how you want to use it, what you need to build, what your goal is, how you use this tool. Facebook is a focus group. It's awesome. You put, use my friend Cricket again, because I was just talking to her this morning, so it's fresh in my mind. She put a piece of art out there. Then she put the backstory of what it means. And then she declared to the world that this hobby is turning into a business. And she already has all the pieces. She already has been practicing. She's already been doing that. She just didn't make the declaration yet. So she's in the gap. She's crossing the bridge. She's going to do it. She got tons of feedback on Facebook, told her to put that in the journal. And here's the thing, when you know, I'm not talking about pricing on Facebook, but kind of seeing where the value is and what you're offering and seeing what that feedback is. Then you take that to your tight circle of friends. Now, if you're starting a business, this has happened to everyone, and you ask friends if they'll buy it, they will say yes. Then ask them for money and see what happens. That's why get your close circle of friends, have your three products or services, and do a focus group and help each other out so that you can say, would you pay this price? Would you pay that? Don't ask them for the money, but just get a starting point, and then you can, you know, don't have to put it online. You can do it offline. It's just start talking to people. And again, that trial and error and listening and saying, okay, they don't see the value. This is not my target audience. There's so much you'll learn in that area, but you have to have the price. You have to be able to say it. And you say, okay, this is $3 million. Is that because you want the $3 million or it's really worth it? So that is a key point in pricing it. it's not to price it to cover your overhead. It's where the value is, and the goal is to sell enough to cover your overhead, get better, practice more, get more expertise, be better at what you do best, and then you can increase your price or you can change your offering depending on where you are really excelling and enjoying delivering your product or service. All right, we're going to move on to selling. Think of selling like educating. You're there to educate people on the value, not, you know, features and benefits is a key thing here. It's not numbers. It's how are they going to feel after they buy the product. Now, if you look at jewelry or art, is that something that somebody really needs? Do I need to hear all the features? It's how it's going to make me feel. And so it's figuring out that end result, which is, again, that intangible, very hard to put a price on that. But if you're selling, quote unquote, you're not selling. If you're just educating and you're showing and you're bringing out that emotion of, oh, well, this is, you know, so-and-so bought this and this is how they felt after, that's not selling. That sounds fun. You're just educating and you're just showing them the value. This is where you're turning the possibilities into probabilities, because you're putting it out there and you're asking. You have to ask, You're educating, you're showing the value, you're getting feedback. So in that initial period is the key period to really, really just be aware, listen, see, and you'll see where you've what you do best, where your value is, and how people react to it. Because you own it, and then you put it out in the world, which is very scary, but then that person owns it, and they can take your brand to the next level, and that's where that word of mouth comes in as well, because then they will become your sales force. How's that? Then you won't have to sell that much at all. So just think of, before we go to break, I'm going to take another quick break here, think of selling like educating. Think about selling as being likable with a price tag. Now, I don't mean that in a bad way, like you have a price tag hanging on you, but you do have invested time, talents, knowledge, and a unique perspective on something or a deliverable that people don't have. So when we come back, we're going to dive into think of selling like being likable, so you won't have to think of selling like a bad word. See you back in a few minutes.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Whether you are just starting to brand yourself, are stuck, or are finally ready to reinvent yourself, let's get you and your brand moving forward today. I know how tough branding can be to do on your own. Plus, figuring out how others perceive you isn't fun to do by yourself. Don't feel alone. Kathy Bass, the branding lady, is here to offer fresh, easy-to-understand advice and actionable help so you can finally evolve to the next best version of yourself, no matter your age or status. Go to www.ladieswhobrand.com, where you can sign up for a confidence call, branding gap analysis, or buy an affordable do-it-yourself branding book. It's time to feel competent, savvy, solid, and truly understand what value you bring to our world. Power up your brand today at www.ladieswhobrand.com.
If you want to know about investing in emerging and frontier markets, or if you have experience in this field but still need to know more, tune in to Emerging and Frontier Markets Investing with Gavin Graham. Gavin explores news, current trends, and insights about both categories of investing. His guest experts, along with his own knowledge, will help you stay above the line when it comes to growth potential, whether in funds or equities. He will look at what to invest in and avoid. Tune in to Emerging and Frontier Markets Investing with Gavin Graham every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
We're always talking business.
Talk to an expert.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Power Up Branding. To reach Kathy Bass or her guest today, please call 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You may also send an email to Kathy@ladieswhobrand.com. Now, back to Power Up Branding.
Connect. Welcome back. This is your host, Kathy Bass. We were just talking about selling, which is not a bad word. We're going to make it into a fun word. This is part inspirational example and part keys to becoming likable. I'm not saying that you're not likable, you're not valuable. It's just becoming more, okay? Taking it to the next level. That, in turn, will increase your profits and turn all those possibilities into probabilities. That's where the gap is. Okay, so let's get your possibilities turned into probabilities and profitabilities. This one is from businessinsider.com, 14 Habits of Exceptionally Likable People by Richard Filoni. So it says, personal branding through social media may help you build your professional network, but there will never be a replacement for a charismatic personality. And that's where I talk about getting rid of those small things, finding your energy, doing things that you like, surrounding yourself, associating yourself with people you like, doing the actions you like, the activities, that will bring out more of your personality. I don't know if anyone out there watches The Voice, caught a piece of that, and they were blown away by one person. They said, I really saw your personality. Now think of that. I always say, I'll see you when you come back. Am I really seeing you? Maybe, maybe not. Could you really see a personality? You can feel it. So that's seeing. Seeing is believing. All right, Napoleon Hill, big fan of him. He's the author of Think and Grow Rich, one of the top-selling books of all time. And he wrote about the habits of the most likable people in the essay, Develop a Pleasing Personality. Now, you've got someone here who talked with thousands and thousands and spent many, many years, and it's all summed up real nice here on two pages in a 14-part list. Pretty cool. All right, his essay was Develop a Pleasing Personality, and it was published in the forthcoming collection, The Science of Success. He introduced his steps to having a million-dollar personality by explaining it was steel magnet Charles M. Schwab's charming demeanor that in the late 19th century elevated him from day laborer. Okay, got that, day laborer to an executive with a $75,000 salary. Now think back then, obviously, what those dollars meant. And a frequent million-dollar bonus. Oh, so they have here, fits in with NASA, astronomical numbers for that time. So day laborer to astronomical numbers. All right. Schwab's boss, the legendary industrialist Andrew Carnegie, said the yearly salary was for the work Schwab performed, but the bonus was for what Schwab, with his pleasing personality, could get others to do, Hill writes. So hopefully you're motivated to hear the list. This goes on your blank canvas. If you wrote really big, you can flip it over. It's not a problem. There are no rules here. These are the 14 habits of people who are so likable that others go out of their way to help them, called magnetism. All right, number one, they develop a positive mental attitude and let it be seen and felt by others. Two, they always speak in a carefully disciplined, friendly tone. Three, they pay close attention to someone speaking to them. Four, they are able to maintain their composure in all circumstances. Never let them see you sweat. That's my notes. All right, number five, they are patient. I don't know if anyone out there has a problem with that one. I sometimes want to go ahead and get in my own way. So patient is key. Patience is key. Six, they keep an open mind. Seven, they smile when speaking with others. Eight, They know that not all their thoughts need to be expressed. That's TMI. Number 9, they don't procrastinate. Big, big one, for especially for those people working on their own. So easy to do, but if you want that profitability, you want that next level, can't procrastinate for too long. If you're being creative, that's okay, but not too long. Number 10, they engage in at least one good deed a day. Number 11, they find lesson in failure rather than brood over it. 12, they act as if the person they are speaking to is the most important person in the world. 13, they praise others in a genuine way without being excessive. And last one, number 14, they have someone they trust point out their flaws. Again, this isn't to be mean, it's just constructive criticism because we're always like a work in progress. You can always improve. It just means you're going to become better. You're going to be able to charge more, do more, be more, all that good stuff. And that's why this area is so important and so skipped over because we want to get there already. But you will trip over yourself. So I'd like to just point out the main pieces. I mean, that's, you know, a big part of selling is being likable. Again, I'm sure you're a likable person, but it's becoming more likable and figuring out how to do it. So you heard the list of 14, and maybe there's some on there that you're already doing, you could do better. Maybe some you've already nailed that one. But if you know, he's condensed it into those 14 things. And so the more you can really grasp those, excel at them, and then they become natural, the better you will be. So we started off the top of the hour by saying that, you know, this pricing and selling's like educating, and it's so important in part of what you do best, because if you do things the best but you don't charge for them, you don't price them, you don't deliver them, it's going to be a waste for everyone. People want to see your time and talents. I mean, how many new businesses have we seen that we never knew we needed? That is inspiration right there. So in your world, you know, instead of me giving you any more inspirational examples, this is what I recommend, because this will give you create a really effective way to get really good results. What are you doing? Let's just say you're baking cookies and you just love baking cookies, you've perfected a recipe and you want to sell them. So look at your example of who went from their kitchen, because they show, you know, on the media, oh, they went from their kitchen and now they have this booming business. Well, where's the part in between? This is where we are now. So look at that as an inspiring example. Don't look at someone, you know, it's better to be in a related industry, because then you can figure out all the nuances and that will help you, you know, hone in on, well, hey, I do this differently. I do this much better. And before we close out the show, I just wanted to remind you to follow me on Twitter at Ladies Who Brand, and also on Facebook, Ladies Who Brand. Feel free to post your questions. I can cover them in different shows. You can feel free to email me any questions. We'll cover them on future shows. You know what? This is your hour. I'm here to help guide you, to answer your questions so that you can really nail this branding, become valuable, become profitable, and do what you love. And love what you do. Very, very key. So I hope that helped you. You have some tips. If you missed any of it, feel free to catch a replay of the show or email me, and I'd be happy to email you that list if you couldn't write that fast. And I want to thank you for spending the hour here with me, and look forward to talking with you again next week.
Thank you for helping to improve your brand by joining us for Power Up Branding. Your host, Kathy Bass, the Branding Lady, will be back with another edition of the show next Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel. Take your brand to the next level, one show at a time.